USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Lines are stretching for blocks outside New York State Division of Motor Vehicle offices as people are trying to get driver's licenses, specifically immigrants. Beginning today, illegal immigrants in that state can legally apply for licenses. Many in line say they have been waiting for this day to come for quite some time.
I'm super excited, and thanks to God we have this opportunity.
Advocates say that it will cut down on the number of hit and runs and will make the roads safer, but opponents say it's unconstitutional, and the New York state law now conflicts with federal immigration policies. President Trump raising questions about whether he'll participate in debates with the eventual Democratic presidential nominee, tweeting this morning that the nonpartisan group that schedules the debates is in fact very biased. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi everyone, Wayne Alarouche. Listen carefully to another great offer on one of the most sought-after assets on earth. The world of political turmoil just gets crazier and crazier. Impeachment hearings, China trade wars, Fed money pumping, which are creating bubbles that could burst any day now. With one exception, gold and silver, which are currently undervalued and have excellent growth potential in 2020. So here's another irresistible offer to help you cash in on asset protection while you still can. My sponsor, Swiss America, is willing to ship my listeners another popular silver coin, the U.S. Peace Dollar, for just $16.50 each delivered while supplies last. You heard me right. This is an exclusive offer to my listeners by calling 800-289-2646. Write it down. 800-289-2646. Get your supply of silver U.S. Peace Dollars for just $16.50 each delivered. 800-289-2646 or go to SwissAmerica.com.
A senior U.S. trade rep is dismissing the idea of political costs to the Trump administration after some Republicans signaled concern over concessions that the president made to get Democrats on board with a trade deal with Mexico and Canada. Robert Lighthizer saying on Sunday,
this should be a Trump trade policy. And a Trump trade policy is going to get a lot of Democratic support. Remember, most of these working people voted for the president of the United States.
He told CBS's Face the Nation the new bill is more enforceable and better for American workers and manufacturers and farmers than it was in its original form. And he predicts it will be getting a lot of Democratic support. A controversial new law is now in effect in New York State called the Green Light Law, allowing illegal immigrants to apply for driver's licenses. It is still being challenged in court by opponents. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Friends and family, I've told you about the great sleep I get with my MyPillow every night. Well, right now, you can get a great deal and extra safety. Because if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, get their buy one, get one free offer on the MyPillow premium pillow. Your 60-day money-back guarantee goes all the way through March 1st, 2020. That's now through December 25th. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special and use my promo code USA.
At the box office this weekend.
This next adventure is even more challenging. Now remember, the future of Jumanji is in your hands.
I have one important question. Who is Jumanji?
Is that Barbara's boy?
We did it, guy.
We did that.
Are we in hell?
I knew.
Oh, my God. Jumanji, the next level, takes over the number one spot this week, bringing in $60 million. Disney's Frozen 2 drops down to number 2, taking in $19 million. Knives Out slips down to number 3 with $9.3 million. Richard Jewell, directed by Clint Eastwood, is at number 4 with an even $5 million. Just in time for the holidays, the movie Black Christmas is at number 5 with $4.4 million. Ford vs. Ferrari still on the charts at number 6 with $4.1 million. Queen and Slim is at number 7 with $3.6 million. Still holding on at number 7, the Tom Hanks movie, A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood, about Mr. Rogers, takes in $3.4 million. Dark Waters with Anne Hathaway and Mark Ruffalo is at number 9, taking in $2 million. And, rounding out the top 10, 21 Bridges with Chad Boseman and Sienna Miller, bringing in $1.2 million. Don't forget, you can listen to the news anytime by logging on to usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.